Blog Talk Radio.
Back to that question. Down with DDP is not the kind of segment that you can speak about. It's something you gotta see. And anybody knows Diamond Dallas Page, they know I'm always prepared. So JR, how would you like to get down with DDP right here? Of course you would. Down with DDP is gonna be one of those segments.
Well, the bottom line is, Magnum, first of all, you take a guy like the Z-Man, a great athlete. I came down there with a stud just to give him a little of my professional advice. People pay big money for that advice, and he didn't want it. He put his hands on me. He never should have put his hands on Diamond Dallas Page.
Well, let me just tell you something. July 12th, back at the beach. Want him to know the size does matter.
That's this Sunday, fans. The whole world's talking about it.
Rodzilla bitch, you're dead. Damn!
So I'm here tonight to tell you, Savage, I've said it once, I'll say it again, back the camera up. Macho, if you're that much of a savage, snap in to this. Bam!
DDP Radio.
Oh, hey, what's up, guys? You got Sparky here tonight on another segment of DDP Radio Roundtable. If you didn't know, Dallas is otherwise preoccupied tonight, has some things going on, so we're bringing you the show tonight. You got me around. You got Robert. We're going to be bringing on Doug, Rev Kev, and a couple other of our friends from Team YRG. I'd like to take a quick moment and welcome some of the people who may be listening in from our Live Strong community or from Spark. So welcome if you're listening to the show first time. Go ahead and give us a buzz, man. We're ready to talk to you. Today is Cinco de Mayo, and for all you guys either doing a little partying before the show, maybe a little bit after the show, if you think that's a good time and you haven't heard of the DDP's YRG Retreat Extravaganza, it's happening in Riviera Maya, Mexico. It's going to be the place to be. It's going to blow everything out, and it's going to be the ultimate YRG experience. Down at El Dorado Royale, August 25th through the 29th, we're going to have an awesome time, actually. Dallas's sister is setting things up, Sally at Travel Smiths. If you take a look at the Team YRG site, you can get all the details there and join us there. I'm going to be joined by RK, hopefully Doug, RK, Rev, Kev. He and I are going to be rooming down there. And you're going to get plenty to do. There's going to be two workouts a day. The resort is fantastic. All kinds of activities to do. They're going to be throwing up gluten-free food for us. They're going to have our nutrition plans down. And anything you want to do, swimming, riding a horse, going on jet skis, scuba diving, whatever, you name it, they got it. So if you're going to have fun tonight with Cinco de Mayo, you know you're going to have a blast with YRG and DDP down in Riviera Maya for the YRG Retreat Extravaganza. So tonight we are doing our show solo with the YRG community, and we're talking about living life at 90%. No net, no DDP, no problem. So, tell you a little bit about me if you're just listening the first time. My name's Sparky. I've been with the YRG and Team YRG for about a year. And when I started, I was 37 years old. I had problems pulling a sock up in the morning, if you can believe it. Walking with my son and playing with my son, who was 2 years old at the time, I was getting winded. And basically, I was just taking a pass on everything and letting life pass me by. So I decided to look for something to change my life, and I found Team YRG, DDP Zero Impact Fitness, and DDP. And in the past year, the changes in my life had been nothing short of phenomenal. I wrangled my body off of medication and illnesses. I was on pills for acid reflux. I was having pre-hypertension, and I was diagnosed with sleep apnea, and I'm trying to put all that stuff to bed right now. And through being in Team YRG and having a relationship with everybody who's there, you know, I've been fortunate enough to have and built a relationship with Dallas as well, and I've been co-hosting the show with him. Well, this week he calls me up, and I hear his voice on the line, Sparky. He's like, I'm not going to make the show this week, and asked me if I wanted to have the opportunity. And you would think, after a year of owning my life, I was going to be right on top of it. I was shocked, and then I instantly got scared, and then I thought, I'm going to have to do this on my own. And I was like, no, it's okay. Go ahead and put your replay of Mark Miro on. That sounds good to me, and I took a pass. And then I thought about it. Living life at 90% means taking a step back, relaxing, adapting, taking a breath, moving forward, and challenging yourself, and I did. This is an opportunity, and I just had to take it. So this week, we're going to talk about how you step back, how you take the breath on your own, move forward, meet your challenges, take those opportunities. Everything you do in life can be tough, and everything can have consequences that are going to go straight through your life and end up in waves and waves of success if you do it right. Most of the time, though, then, if you look back, if you think you did it on your own, you really didn't. This whole time I'm saying this, I had Robert here, we got Doug on the line, we got Rev Kev, and we got all you listening, all here supporting each other. So we're going to own it together. So let's figure out what's stopping you from living life on 90%. It's your own, and see what's going on. So we got a lot of other stuff going on. Rev Kev's here. So Rev Kev has stepped into his own, and he started owning it about the same time I did. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great. How you doing, Sparky?
Hey, not too bad. Hey, why don't you take a moment, catch everybody up on, where you've been, where you started, and some of the challenges you faced on your own.
Well, I guess last April I was, my weight had really escalated, and when I got heart problems and It started with bad knees probably in my teenage years, and I just overlooked it. And I stayed active with, playing soccer at the rec department and marching in the marching band. And but my weight would still stay the same, and I would still eat the constant, fast food and the snack cakes. All the bad food that was out there for me, I would eat, and that's the kind of family I was raised in. And then my chest pains came in when I was 22, just last spring. It's hard to believe it's been a year since then. And my friend Jamie Ray, who joined after I did, after seeing the results I was getting with YRG, he a few months prior had looked on the computer at a wrestling convention, and that's what we usually go to, is to meet wrestlers. And I saw Diamond Dallas Page was going to be at a convention, and just going down there, to meet someone I'd watched as a child, a professional wrestler that I liked watching as a child, really changed my life. When I went there to meet him, I just went down there, to get an autograph, get a picture with him, and say hello. But what he introduced me to was YRG, and he showed the video of Arthur Borman, and it really took a toll on me and got me thinking that maybe this was the answer that I'd been looking for, that maybe God had sent me here.
Take a moment and tell everybody, because when you met Dallas the first time, he was actually there to help you. And did you take his help the first time?
Do I know?
Did you step up the first time he told you to step up and he said, I can help you, let's go do this workout?
No, he... He mentioned live life at 90%, and he even said that no one believed in you but you. and I'd still brushed it off. So everybody knows the story. When I walked out of that meeting him and his intro to YRG, that I won an action figure that said, do YRG or else. And after thinking about it for 2 days, I got on the YRGfitness.com and ordered the program. 2 weeks later, I got the program, started the workouts, and it escalated from there. You know, losing 32 pounds my first month, and within 4 months, losing 107. And now I've been maintaining for the last 5 or 6 months, coming up on my one-year anniversary on June 8th. So,
in your 1 year, and you're what? You said you were 107 pounds. What's your total right now?
My total's about 180 right now.
180 pounds. So, in all that you've done, what was one of the toughest things that you had to overcome, and maybe you know, that's a lot that you had to go through, and you know, Dallas was there part of the time, but you know, and there's other people around you. I know some people always look at you and you approach people at work, or you approach some of your friends looking at you saying, you know, that stuff's for the birds. What did you say? What did you do? How'd you overcome it?
Well, you know, people, when I first started, let's say my mother, she saw me out there taking the 6 photos that you're supposed to take when you start. And she, you know, I've said prior to that, that I was going to give up all this bad food, and I was going to start exercising, and I was going to live healthier, and you know, I just threw it off to the side. Nobody believed in me, and it really took a toll to me when I thought back what Dallas had said at the promo last event, said no one believes in you but you, and I, you know, it motivated me that no one else, not my family, my friends, none of them had any faith in me. But I got thinking, you know, I'm going to prove them wrong. I'm going to prove myself wrong, and I'm going to own my life. And, you know, when just losing 5 pounds got me motivated, you know, to keep losing and to keep going and to keep staying stronger. And, I just got on, joined TeamYRG.com, met you and Doug and Dallas and Arthur and others that kept motivating me. And it was just something phenomenal that, you know, the energy and the I don't know how to put it, but it was just the energy that you could feel through the screen. And, you know, even Doug called me up on the phone, and Dallas called me up on the phone, and me and you started talking. And it's just that YRG atmosphere. And I've said it before that there's no bigger support group in the world than YRG.
Mm-hmm. That's right, bro. That's this place is pretty powerful. And once you start to realize what you can do yourself. I mean, and I think what a lot of people don't realize when they jump into YRG or they join Team YRG is they hop in and they look for a little spark. They look for somebody to carry them along the way and until they start to get some legs under them. But you got to realize your first success is deciding that you were going to come here and own your life yourself. That's your first step, and you took that yourself. So, you know, that's a lot, and it's an inspiration for everybody, I think, for what you've done with yourself. And, you know, for me, I'm really proud that you did it, and I'm glad we came in at the same time, because you've helped motivate me just as much as anybody, and including the Monster Motivator, who is here, Mr. Doug Steffen. How's it going, brother?
Good. How you got it?
Ooh, it looks like Doug's got a bad connection.
We got Doug out there?
Got a bad connection?
Yeah, you're breaking up pretty good.
Yeah.
There you go. Just to let you know, Sparky, we've got a couple of new people who've jumped in the room. We've got Ahmad in here now, and we've also got a special guest who I want to call on to, who's got something to say.
Sparky, this is Mark Merrow.
Hey.
Mark, what's happening, man?
How are you, brother? I got to tell you something, man. I've been listening to this show since you guys started. And, you know, DDP forwarded me the email that you wrote this morning. And I got to tell you, man, I am so impressed with you, Sparky. I think you got to have your own show, man.
Holy crap.
You're doing a great job.
Thank
you know.
Thank you so much.
No, brother, you are really, and you guys are so inspirational. You know, Team YRG, everybody that is part of Team YRG has been so inspirational. Everybody, we all have a story. You know, God has a purpose for all our lives, and we use that. You know, it's like God has taken our mess and turned into our message. We take this message that we have, that we've taken control of our life, and you just said it, Sparky. It's taking control of your life. It's making that decision to take control of your life. And when you do, you actually put yourself in a place where you can inspire and help so many people. And what you're doing is absolutely incredible. And what everybody on Team YRG is, because they've made the decision to take control of their life. And I had to jump in and just tell you how proud I am
wow.
of you, man. I've been watching from afar and seeing what you guys have been doing. Now, you know, Dell stayed with me for about a week last week. And,
right,
of course,
right.
I'm doing YRG every single morning with him, whether I like it or not. And but I'm at the place now where I've got to go to the next DVD where I got to get the little bit tougher workout because I'm starting to master this one, man.
That's all right. That's good. That's
no,
good.
It really
man,
does
I...
challenge you. And you know, with my wrestling injuries, one of the things that I love about this is the low impact, the high intensity but low impact, and keeping your heart in a target heart range. Is so important for me. A lot of people don't know this about me, but I got two bad heart valves. And I'm just a real intense person. I don't realize how hard I train sometimes when I'm lifting weights or and I get my heart rate up way too high. It's just not healthy, you know, especially, you know, I'm going on 51 years old. And this has really brought me back to getting myself back in a great place physically, but more so mentally. You know, the challenge mentally in these workouts are just phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you on that. It's like when I first started, I was trying to blaze through stuff, and anything you tried to do, or I tried to do before I hit YRG, the zero impact of this, keeping your heart and the target heart rate, it wasn't focused. I went out and I was just blasting myself to death, and I think that's really it's bad. It's bad for your body. I think it's bad for you mentally. It's a way to burn yourself out. And in this way, it protects your body. Like you said, it helps you focus, and you can really start to concentrate and see how you can help push yourself forward, not only with your body, but, you know, with your mind.
Sparky, sorry to interrupt, but it's like being in first gear and revving the engine. You know, your heart just is not built to do that. It's not, you know, it's not good for you. And I just found such a better way to have great workouts, you know, stay in that fat-burning range and really challenge yourself. And, man, for the first time Dale saw me take my foot and put it up near my ear, you know. And just the feeling of being able to balance yourself like that after just such a short time of doing YRG, my wife and I have really been inspired to take it to the next level. And we're actually having fun doing it, too.
That's awesome. Being able to do it as a family is fantastic. And, you know, not that you didn't feel invincible before with everything that you've done, being such an athlete that you are, but it's like, don't you feel invincible now? I mean, I know I do. When I started, I couldn't – my pictures, if you saw them, I pulled my foot up. I couldn't get it above my knee. My knees bent. I was kind of hunched over. I felt at least 15 years older than I was. If you look at my new pictures, I've got my foot up above my head, and it just makes you – feel invincible. Your body feels good. Your mind feels good. Your heart feels healthy. There's nothing better than that in life.
And you know, Sparky, what's a beautiful thing is this is a typical statement from someone on Team YRG. You know, everyone has a story in how far everybody has come together and worked together. And that's what's so cool about having this team. And, you know, being a part of this now, it's I really am enjoying myself and doing these workouts. You know, Michelangelo once said something that a lot of people don't know this, but it came from Michelangelo. He said, failure is not aiming high and missing. Failure is aiming too low and hitting. And too many of us in our life aim way too low. And when you join Team YRG and what you're doing, Spark, you're aiming high in life. You're challenging yourself. You're taking your mind, body, your spirit to a whole new level. And I commend you and all the people I've met through Team YRG. Just,
wow.
You know, people don't realize I go on the website. I look at all the stuff that's going on. Dale's is always sending me stuff. And I've just been so impressed with everybody. And it's great just to join you guys tonight. And I told Dallas when he told me you were hosting this show, I got to call in, man. I just got to tell him.
I That's amazing. I'm flabbergasted. I'm beside myself. I appreciate that because ever since you brought you on the first time and, you know, how to be the happiest person on the planet, I got that. You know, I read that cover to cover. I've been following you, and I appreciate it so much. And I think that's the absolute truth, what you're saying. Everybody here is so inspiring. It's a community to help everybody, not just yourself. And, like, if he told you the first time, he called me up and he said, do you want to do the show? And I just kind of said, oh, that sounds good. Maybe I'll try it next week. Go ahead and put the repeat of you and Mark on. And then I thought about it, and I said, you know what, if I hadn't come here and done this and pushed myself so far, I'd be letting myself down. I wouldn't be fulfilling or challenging myself or seeing where I could really go if I didn't do it. And, you know, I got to thank Robert.
Do you do YRG? Do you do it every day?
Yeah, I try to get it in about 5 days a week.
5 days
I throw
a week,
some
okay.
Cardio. Yep. I throw some cardio in on that. I do some kettlebell workouts, too. I try to get some variety in with it, too. So.
Well, I think the thing you set yourself up for now is that you're going to be a regular guest host. Dale's going to be taking a lot more days off now. He's doing that good of a job.
Hey, guys. If things weren't already interesting enough, I had a friend of mine call in. Ray Lloyd is actually on the line.
Oh, my gosh. You're kidding me. Sugar Ray.
Brother Mark, what's up?
Oh, my gosh. One of my favorite people in the world. When I'm in the room with this guy, I don't think we ever stop laughing, do we, Ray?
We don't. And I got to tell you, man, I have told that story about, you know, when we were at lunch, you know, a couple weeks ago, and about when I was talking to Paige about having to get off the wheat, and you said the thing about, you know, you got to give up, Ray, and then I said, huh? And you busted out laughing. I've told this story over and over, and every time I tell it, I bust out laughing. So.
Well, we all agree one thing, that we don't know many people that have as much passion or as intense as Diamond Dallas Page.
Absolutely.
And that's why I love that guy because, man, you know, I always tell people your friends are like elevators. They're going to take you up or they're going to take you down. He is one guy that has no top floor, man. You just keep going.
That's great. I remember years ago that you and I were talking about it, and we came up with a saying about Paige, you know, love him or hate him, don't bet against him, you know. I mean,
that's right. That's right.
You know, I mean, he'll outwork anybody, you know. And
that right. I mean, he was here he went to a lot of my presentations here in town. I could just see him. He gives me great advice too, you know. I mean, he always sees things and he'll steal exactly what I just did and make it even better.
Absolutely.
Hey, Ray, on a side note, man, thank you for introducing me to Chris, too. Chris was at lunch with Dallas Page and I with Ray Lloyd, and I appreciate that, man. He was he's an awesome guy. He's been to, like, three of my presentations now.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm actually getting ready to go meet him for a little late celebration of Cinco de Mayo here in just a little bit.
Yeah. I got to tell this. Sparky, while Dallas and I were doing the YRG workout, I got to tell you that Ray Lloyd did show up. He was there. And he ended up being our cameraman because he did not do the YRG workout.
He did not, dude.
No,
yeah,
him and was it Robert? Robert didn't do it either, right?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't do it either. I got a pass, though. Ray did not get a pass.
No, I didn't get a pass. I was officially labeled as lame, a page.
But something tells me, Ray, that you can handle it, though.
You know, and I got it sitting right here in front of me. I mean, honestly, whenever I'm around Paige, and Mark too. I mean, you know, I just get so inspired because I mean, you guys love life, you know, and it's so evident, and that's why I love you guys like family. You know that, Mark, because every time I'm around.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Just,
you know, and watching how far you come, you know, like I finally got my foot up around my ear, and seeing you get your foot up to your ankle the other day was so inspiring.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark, that means more to me than you'll ever know. But I have. I have started doing the YRT because I know Paige is going to hold me to it. So, and I'll be honest with you, I really enjoy the workouts because now I'm on a schedule to where I can get up in the morning, I can knock it out in the morning before my day gets started. And it's honestly, I'll tell you what it's helped me do so far. I used to get up and I was drinking like a whole pot of coffee. And so like, when I started doing this, I started brewing the coffee and then I did the workout. But then I realized, like, after I did the workout, I was awake, alert, and ready to go. That I didn't want to drink the coffee, you know. So it's been like an added bonus already. I mean, I'm still not totally off the morning coffee, but I've cut back a lot just because, you know. I mean, the workout does. I mean, it gets me going in the morning. I found a nice place for it now, which is nice.
That's nice. Yeah, even only 30 minutes of YRG in the morning is a coffee eliminator. That'll keep you going and keep you pumped.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. Yeah.
Well, guys, I have got to run. I just got back from a 12-hour ride from Panama City after doing a presentation, and I'm a little worn out. But Sparky, I tell you, brother Robert, Ray, thank you guys so much. I'm glad we're friends, and you know, it's people like you that just inspire me. And hey, Sugar Ray, let's get in touch the next couple of days, okay?
Yeah, because I got some other stuff I want to catch you up on too. So I definitely I'll get in touch with you tomorrow. Maybe me or Chris will do lunch or something this weekend or something.
All right, God bless you guys, and hey, Sparky, keep it going, brother. You're awesome.
Hey, thanks, Mark.
See you, Mark.
You know how much I appreciate it, man.
All right, see you later.
Take care. And wow, that was completely amazing. Now anybody who's listening can see a lot about what Team YRG is about. Where is this going to happen for you in any other workout, any other community you're going to be in? You're never going to have this much positive energy in one place at one time.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, the reason why I asked Ray to call in is because he is one of the most positive people that I know, and he's perfect for the program.
Well, you know what, I tell you what, guys, I appreciate you saying that, Robert. I mean, you know, the friendship that Robert and I have developed here over the last year or so has just been unbelievable. I mean, you know, Robert is, you know, he's the guy who really is the unsung hero behind Diamond Dallas Page, because he is the guy that keeps everything in order, keeps everything running. I mean, without you, Robert, you know, these shows wouldn't happen every week. You know that because, you know Page and technology. It's like me and technology.
You know?
Yeah, he's learned a lot, but he somehow seems to screw it up at the worst times. Yeah. You know? but you know what? I mean, you know, I love Paige. Like I always say, I love Paige like a crazy brother. You know, and I mean that in all sincerity and a total compliment. But you know, I heard a quote today, and I'm real big on quotes, and because I think it's, you know, it's easy to motivate people when you give them a short little sentence they can remember. You know, that kind of sticks in their head. And I heard one today that really honestly was like a perfect one that describes Paige. And the quote was, you know, and make sure I get this right, because I wrote it down, I want to make sure I say it right, is that no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care. And, you know, and that's Paige in a nutshell, because, you know, Paige knows a lot about this, you know, the YRG, the yoga. I mean, he's made it his, you know, pretty much his life's work over the last 8 or 9 years. But, you know, because he knows a lot and he's willing to share that, like, in fact, I know for a fact, I mean, Paige does his very best to answer every email he gets, you know, concerning, you know, YRG or anything like that. I mean, you just don't see that, you know, with people at his level, you know, and that's just, you know, to have that personal connection with someone who, you know, you're watching their DVDs and you're listening or watching their DDP TV and their blog radio show, but to be able to actually, you know, connect with them one-on-one, whether it's email or even a phone call, I mean, you know, that's the extra mile that Paige goes that most people just don't go. You know, and that's what separates him from the pack, and that's why, I mean, I know he's going to be, Paige will be successful at whatever he does simply because, you know, he gives out as much as he gets back, you know, at least that much, if not more.
Yeah, that's the absolute truth, and I think, and you nailed it on the head, that this is what sets Team YRG apart, and it's Diamond Dallas Page and what he's done. And to sort of go back and touch on something that you said about Robert, it's absolutely the truth. Robert is like the biggest bottle of Gorilla Glue for Team YRG.
I don't know how to take that.
Yeah. it's definitely a compliment. I mean, if nobody's seen the stuff that Robert's done with the website, the new graphics he's thrown up there, you know, everything that he does for the messaging. He's just thrown in, you know, DDP Radio as a new utility right in a site. It's just amazing. It's like you have no limits on time.
Yeah, you know, for all the people that are listening there, I mean, I'm sure they all know that, you know, Paige doesn't stand back and wave a magic wand and all this stuff actually happens. I mean, the magic wand is actually Robert.
I got to give Matt the props for use of his graphics for the header, so it wasn't all me. Matt definitely helped out there.
That's good, yeah. So I only have a few more minutes myself because Cinco de Mayo and a couple of my friends have just showed up, and I promised I might go celebrate at least a little bit later here in the evening. So what do you guys been talking about tonight?
We just started getting into, we're basically talking about challenging yourself and basically accepting the type of things that come at you in life when there's nobody there to support you. Like, the main theme tonight, and I kind of touched on it with Mark, and it's great that both of you guys called in. I'm really beside myself because Dallas called and said, hey, you want to do the show? And I was kind of like, okay. I went through a whole year of my life. He asked me to do the show, and I kind of backed away. And then I said, you know what, I got to step forward, and I got to do this. And it's been a complete reward for me. Hopefully everybody else is enjoying it. But, you know, how you take a step back, take a breath, and take that step forward and take that risk, you know, by yourself.
And, you know, I tell you, honestly, I mean, I have a saying that I've adopted here, you know, lately. I've kind of had it my whole life, but lately it's become like my theme of life. And it's one that honestly, I mean, I've applied myself, Paige's applied, Mark's applied, I'm sure you've applied, I'm sure Robert has, that, you know, I got to say that, you know, there's a lot of, you know, Robert, are you there? I'm getting a lot of feedback.
Yeah,
this is the part where Dallas would be like, who's rubbing the phone?
Yeah, we've got a lot of feedback coming from somewhere. Aha, I found it.
Yeah, just leave it to Robert. Yeah, it's a good thing. But you know, as I just told this story just this past week, is back in 1988, I broke into wrestling in 87. In 1988, I was at a crossroads. I was like, you know what? I mean, I love this business. I was teaching school and wrestling on the weekends, and I was in South Georgia, and I knew if I was ever going to have a chance to make it in wrestling, I was going to have to go to Atlanta, because at that time, that was the epicenter of wrestling as far as I was concerned with Ted Turner's World Championship Wrestling. And of course, you know, of course, Vince still had WWF at the time up north. But my goal was to go to Atlanta and make it. And I just wasn't sure if I could do it. And so I went to Atlanta. I was up there visiting some friends, and this was on a Monday night. And I actually went into this little sports bar called Timothy John's. And it was owned by an old hockey player, old former Atlanta Flames hockey player named Timothy John. And it was really nice sports bar, and I'm sitting there, nobody on Monday night, of course, is in there, and let me kind of preempt the story with saying that my two childhood heroes growing up were Dusty Rhodes and Evel Knievel, and, of course, Dusty was one of the, you know, of course, Paige's mentor, and he became my mentor and stuff, but, you know, Evel Knievel to me was like the coolest man who's ever lived, and he's the king of the Daredevils. I mean, and in the 70s, if you were a kid, Evel Knievel was the guy everybody aspired to be, you know, and I was in this sports bar with my buddies. I was early, and thank God they were late. And out of the blue, Evel Knievel walks in. No lie. And he sits down two seats away from me at the bar. And long story short, I spent like the next hour and a half with him. And it took me about 20 minutes to finally, you know, after a small talk, introduce myself to him. And he, you know, I said, you know, I'm Ray Lloyd. And he says, my name's Knievel. And I said, I know. So I was trying so hard not to mark out as a kid. Like, I felt like a kid, you know. And so I ended up trying to, you know, kept my composure. I was talking to him. And he said so many things to me that night that changed my life. It was like a scene out of a movie, you know. And then, in the end of it, he encouraged me, without even really knowing it, to move to Atlanta and really chase my dream. And I just remember him saying, he said, you know, he said, there's not a lot of people in this world who are known as much for their failures as they are their successes. He said, I've missed a lot of jumps. And he said, but you know what? He said, I kept getting back up. And that's become like my new theme is keep getting back up, because we all get knocked down. We all do. I mean, there's not one person in this world that's got a perfect life, or, you know, they don't get curveballs thrown at them, you know, and that's just it. I mean, and it sounds so simple, but I mean it sincerely. It does work. I mean, you just, no matter what gets thrown at you, you know, like Paige always says, you put a positive spin on it, and you just keep getting back up. Because if you just keep getting back up, I call it the Rocky Balboa principle. just keep getting back up. If nothing else, even, you know, life itself will get tired of freaking knocking you down. So you'll win just by outlasting, you know, whatever is coming at you. So, you know, that's the thing, is just keep getting back up. And it sounds so simple. And I know sometimes we go, oh, it's so easy for you to say that. But trust me, I mean, we've all been there. I mean, Paige, I mean, I you know, if people don't know Paige's story, they should read this book. I mean, they'll find out, you know, the hard life he had at times. And you know, and I think everybody has a great story. I do. And Robert and I have talked about this. And Robert, he and I are still talking about, you know, putting my story, you know, down on paper. But I think, you know, I think everybody has a great story. I mean, really, I mean, you can talk to anybody and you find out, you start living their life. I mean, everybody's got a great story. They really do. And everybody's been knocked down. But, you know, what separates the people who go on to be really successful, and the ones who don't, who maybe could have been successful, are the ones who just keep getting back up. I mean, it really comes down to that, is not giving up. And it's hard sometimes, really hard sometimes. But, you know, I mean, it's you know, like I said, sometimes you just got to outlast whatever is knocking you down, you know. And you don't have to get up sometimes even with a plan. You just got to get up.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people don't realize within themselves that they can do that, and it's great to hear from people like you, from people like Mark, because, you know, they know you from these places that you're so iconic, and they're like, wow, they're real, they're just like me, I can get back up.
Yeah, you know, and honestly, I mean, I've, you know, I mean, Paige's got a great story. You know, my story is a parallel to a lot of Paige's story. I mean, when I was in first grade, I just wouldn't get it. I mean, I just couldn't figure stuff out. And thank God I had great parents, especially a great mom. I mean, you know, they tested me, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong. And at the end of the day, I ended up being, they found out later on in life, I was extreme, you know, I was severely dyslexic, like Paige. And they, you know, so-called experts had no idea really at that time. It's in the early 70s, like 71. You know, I'm kind of dating myself there, but you know, and they, you know, the so-called experts who tested me told my parents that there was a good chance that I might be mildly mentally retarded, and you know, and if my parents would have allowed the so-called experts to label me like that, God knows where I would have ended up, you know. But my mom and dad were like, no, we're not accepting that, you know. And so, of course, thank goodness they never told me that. And as I went through life and graduated high school, I remember my mom telling me that when I graduated high school. And she was like, you know, these people labeled you and basically said that we should, like, prepare you for, like, a technical school so you could learn a trade. But they had my whole life planned out for me, you know. And I didn't go that route. Obviously, I mean, I went to college. I played ball. I got my master's degree, right? I enrolled in graduate studies, got my master's degree. I started 2 weeks after I graduated from college. And my sole reason for getting my master's degree was I'm going to prove to the world that the first degree that I got was not a fluke. And I was so driven with a learning disability to say, hey, look, you know what? I can do this. It's going to be a lot harder for me, but I can do it, you know? So our lives haven't been all paved out, you know, like a road of gold for us. You know, it's been a struggle for us, too.
And I was going to say, even with that, if I'm not wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, even with all those disabilities that you had and you struggled through, you came through and you overcome, your master's is in education, right?
Right, right. And I ended up, I was a school teacher for 14 years altogether. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing about learning disability, like dyslexia, is it's not like a lot of physical disabilities. There's no signs of it. You can't see it. And so a lot of people assume that you're just being lazy, or you're stupid, or you just don't get it for some reason, you know. And when you're, you know, with someone who has that, like Paige and I, And you're being told that, or, you know, you're being teased about it, you know, I mean, you do the thing that most people do. You throw your guard up, you know, and you say, you know, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm not going to go do this. I'm not going to do this. Like for Paige, it was like, I'm not going to learn to read because, you know what, it scares me, you know, and, you know, and eventually finally he had people in his life who loved him and supported him and let him know it was okay to go back and pursue that. But, you know, you throw your guard up and you do, like Paige and I both, you know, you learn to kind of get around things. Like you learn to get around not being able to read, you know, because, you know, you just find ways to do it. And, you know, and then, but luckily for both of us, we had, you know, supportive environments and you work through it. So, and it is hard. It's hard when you have obstacles like that. And that's probably the best advice I can get is if you don't have a supportive environment, like at home or whatever, go somewhere where you'll find it, you know, which is like your teachers, you know, your counselors, you know, your church, you know, go somewhere where you'll be around an environment where people actually embrace you and say, we don't care, you know, whatever, you know, you've done in the past or whatever, you know, we still accept you and we love you and, you know, we'll help you get to where you want to go, you know. And it's good to have people like that because even though you need to keep getting up, sometimes it helps if you got people there to help pick you up, you know. So, you know, that's the one thing I would say to people is, you know, just, you know, we all get knocked down, you know, and you just got to know it's okay to keep getting back up, you know. And that's probably the best advice I can give.
Hey, it's Doug again. I wanted to add something to that. You know, it almost becomes natural, like you say, you know, with Rocky Balboa, the more you keep getting up, the more natural it gets. You know, the easier it is. It's not real hard. I mean, there are times that it's really hard, but it actually makes it easier if you can just get, you know, pick yourself back up. You know, it becomes natural, actually, so.
Yeah, and there's even times when there may be no one else that believes in you. And you still got to get up. Or even for whatever reason, they love you and they think it's best for you to stay down. You know, and I always remember the scene in, like, it was either Rocky or Rocky II, where, you know, Mickey, you know, who's his trainer, you know, who's like my all-time favorite movie character, played by Burgess Meredith. There's even a time when he cares so much about Rocky that he's even telling him, stay down, stay down. And Rocky's looking at him saying, no, I'm not. I'm going to get back up. You know, and so sometimes people even that love you and think that they have your best interest in at heart and say, it's okay to stay down. It's okay to quit. It's okay not to go back and do this, whatever. Sometimes it's me just be you, you know, and it's okay to stand alone sometimes, you know, but you just, I mean, if you get back up, good things happen. Nothing bad happens if you get back up.
A lot of those times, those are the same people who are holding you back.
Right. And they don't sometimes purposely do that. They feel like that because they love you or whatever that they don't want to see you go through any pain or whatever. It's okay. You know, it's okay. Stay down. You know, don't go back and do this or don't try this. It's okay to quit or whatever. You know, so there's times you have to look yourself in the mirror and say, yeah, I got to get back up. No matter what, I got to get back up because you never will go wrong by getting back up, period. You know, and that's just telling me, keep getting back up, period. That's my new philosophy in life that I try to share with everybody. But and speaking of that, I got to get up off this chair and go meet my buddy. I'm about 45 minutes late. So,
wow.
But thank you so much for allowing me to come on and have a little time. And I hope the rest of the night is good. And I love Paige like a brother. I'd do anything in the world for him. And you know, Paige is the kind of friend that, you know, to me is, you know, I always say that, you know, a real friend is someone you could call in the middle of the night and they'd be there for you. And Paige has always been that for me. And he knows that I, you know, give it right back to him. So I really appreciate you guys. Let me take a little time to come on and run my mouth a little bit.
Yeah, I really appreciate you calling.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, it's amazing to have you here. And with as much as you've been on and the stories that you have and the positive energy you have, you're just as much a part of our team, and we're honored to have you here. So, thanks.
Well, thank you guys. Thank you guys, and enjoy the rest of the evening. And hey, Rob, I'll talk to you here in the next day or two. Okay.
All right, bro. This sounds good, man.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
See you guys. Take care.
See you later, bro.
Take care.
Woo!
How are you doing, Sparky?
Well, I might have to change my underwear after this show. But, how's everybody else doing? Do we got anybody on the line? I don't think we put the number out there. If there's people out there, it's 347-994-1216 if you want to give a call. I think we got a couple people called in while the talking was going on. Ahmad might be
here. Yeah, absolutely.
Still.
We've got a couple people dropped out, a couple people in the room. Why don't we do a quick roll call to see who's still here?
Well, I'm still on, Doug.
Who's
Nobody wants to hear you, man. Nobody wants to hear that Doug guy.
Everybody wants to hear Doug, man.
Don't make me take my Manduka back.
The Manduka?
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Right. This is Ahmad. I'm here.
All right.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Not too bad. So a couple weeks ago you called in. You had some updates, and things are going pretty good. How are things for you now?
Things are still going very good, much better than what I even expected. The purpose of calling today is when I first started YRG, I was a size pants of 38, and those are the current pictures that I have on my profile. That was me at the very beginning. I'm proud to tell you that today my pant size is now a size 34. I haven't been a size 34 in I can't tell you how many years, and it wasn't that long ago. But it is nice to be back in a size 34. It fits perfect. The remedies that I'm taking are still working rather well. I feel much calmer. The nightmares have finally stopped.
That's good.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to that one. It's a work in progress. You know, I'm still learning a lot about myself, and it's, you know, I was listening to the gentleman that was just talking about getting up off the ground, and it's like, yeah, I can certainly relate to being down and wondering if I can get back up, and I'm happy to say I think I'm on the right track for once in 36 years, and I feel real good, you know.
You're definitely on the right track, man. Congratulations for hitting the 34 club. You and I are in the same spot right now. I'm hoping to, I don't know if I want to go past that. I might fall through my own ass soon, but, you know.
Right. Actually, I've been debating myself if I want to attempt to get down to a size 32, but I'm not sure it would feel good. I'm sure it would look good, but I don't know that I want to do that yet. That's something that I'm just playing around with.
And looking good, I think, you know, it's not necessarily that. It's all about feeling good in your mind and in your heart and where you're at. It's not about the waist size. It's not about the scale number. It's about where you feel right inside. And, man, you sound, you know, from talking to you from the way beginning, because you've been in this as far along as I've been, I mean, you sound really positive right now. You sound like you're in a really good place. And, I mean, you've made so much progress. I mean, it's hard to say that you need to really push yourself that much harder, because you've made a lot of success right now, man.
Yeah, thank you. It feels good to persevere again, you know.
So. Oh, definitely, definitely.
Yeah. So, Doug, how are you doing? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Well, you know, I'm kind of burning the midnight oil here right now with just moving into my new place. But I'm doing really good, and pretty soon I'll be back, you know, on YRG every day, Team YRG every day. You know, it's just moving out here has been a little bit of a speed bump in the road. That's it. You know, just something to get used to.
Right on. It's good to hear your voice, man.
Yeah, but I'm proud of you, dude. You've come a long way, man. From when we started talking, you've come a really long way. So I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. That means a lot. I appreciate that, and I owe it, you know, to myself and certainly Dallas and Stacy, Robert, Sparky, everyone that's listening has been more than helpful. I know I haven't said this on the air, but I did say in an email, I know I haven't been in the loop of YRG in terms of online lately. That's because I'm in the middle of my rebirth, as Stacy put it ever so perfectly. But rest assured, I'm not done. This is only the beginning, and I will be back to where I can try and help others, as others like Doug and Sparty and Stacy have helped me. So it's just a matter of time. Don't count me out, because I'm not even down. I'm just pausing.
Nobody's. I don't think anybody's counting me out. And, you know, I think, you know, I'm not going to speak for anybody else, but you know, I appreciate that you put my name with Stacy and Doug, and that actually say that I can be an inspiration. I think that, you know, one of the themes that we've been picking up tonight is, you know, what Team YRG can do for yourself and for others, and it's all about paying it forward. If I can help anybody, if I can help one person, if one person looked at what I did and thinks that is something that motivates them to do something, that motivates somebody else to do something, oh, good God, man, I can't explain how good that makes me feel.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a good feeling, and I'm looking forward to feeling that, you know, real soon down the road here for myself. Once I feel a little more settled, you know what I mean? If that's the right word.
Here's the thing, bro. You're on the phone right now. You're telling your story. You know how many people are listening to you saying, that's amazing. Look where you've come. You're already doing it.
Oh, good point. Wow, thanks. I didn't realize that until you just said that. Wow.
Hey,
cool.
Hey, yeah, I mean, you just did it. You're there.
So, it's nice to realize that.
Hey, it's good, and you should, man. You should. You definitely
and
should.
Even cooler about that. Even cooler than that is that you got to realize that these shows are archived. People can go up to the site and listen to these shows years from now and get inspired, you know, anytime.
Robert just dropped out. I think you're saying people are going to be able to go to this at any time. You back, man?
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying that these shows are archived, so anything that we do that's inspirational, you know, can help somebody years down the road.
Cool. I like that a lot. I really do. That's one of the many things about YRG that I like. You know, there's so many ways to seek help and be inspired and, you know, all that good stuff. But I hope people realize that it has to start with you, the person. You have to want it, desire it, own it, as Dallas would say. And I know that can be hard at times. But once you make the decision to, you know, take charge, it's just an amazing feeling of, you know, success, gratitude, you know.
The thing that I really liked is when you started thanking people, you thanked yourself first. I think that's really important.
Yeah, and I hope nobody thinks that I'm being arrogant when I say that. It's just...
No, absolutely not. You're the one who's got to pull yourself out of bed and do the workout and stay on course. So I think that's exactly the right way to think about it.
Well, absolutely,
yeah.
Because when you pull yourself up from the bootstraps, you also got to realize that sometimes when life hits and it hits pretty hard, sometimes you're the one giving yourself the sucker punches too. So you got to claim the credit when you bring yourself up. So we got anybody else out there? Doug, you want to say anything else? You got anything else to add?
Well, I wanted to say, you know, not only thank yourself, but be proud of yourself. You know, it doesn't matter whether you've made just the slightest improvement or whatever, you know. When you start loving yourself and you're proud of yourself, life gets so much easier.
Absolutely.
Well, guys, it's been a fantastic show. This has been absolutely better than I could expect it. I hope you all enjoyed it. I'm going to leave you with a quick quote that I came across. You know, somebody sent it to me today, and it says, "We judge ourselves by what we feel capable of doing, while others judge us by what we've already done." So, you know, what you're capable of, you should do so others can see and take it with them, because you're going to have impacts on yourself and everybody else beyond what you could ever know. So it's been real. It's been fun. I've enjoyed it. Later.
Chicha, Sparky out.
This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're listening to DDP Radio.
Radio.